Hi everyone, welcome to the Sales Intel show, the Pipeline Pioneers, where our focus is to help the community generate the most strong B2B pipeline. We believe that pipeline is the heart and blood of any company, and without pipeline there's no revenue, without revenue there's no company, right? At Sales Intel we believe that generating pipeline is a team sport, because it's not just the responsibility of a marketing team or a demand gen team or a BDR team. It truly takes a village to build the pipeline that converts to revenue. Today, with me, I have Tara from Revenue Grid. Tara, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, thank you for joining us. So, Tara, tell a bit about yourself and how in your role do you impact the revenue generation or the pipeline generation for your business?
Yeah, sure. So I am currently the SVP of marketing at Revenue Grid. And specifically in my role, marketing is in charge of generating 70% of our pipeline.
Very nice.
Yes. So I typically get a response of that's a high number.
It is.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm a big believer in marketing has to hold a number, and that number should be pipeline. So yeah, it makes a big impact, like you said, on any organization. So I'm actually happy to hold a number that high. It doesn't make it easy.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to this show, diving deeper into how do you generate 70% of pipeline for your business, for Revenue Grid. So Tara, last year was hard, right? It was hard for a lot of us. We made lots of mistakes. When you look back in 2023, what is one mistake that you say, you know what, I wish I had done things differently, and what's the learning from that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I would say that one of our biggest pitfalls is trying to be everything to everybody. Mm-hmm. The best way I could like describe our pitfall. And what I mean by that is, we're lucky enough to have a product that has a lot of feature and functionality. So it's like an amazing part. Usually, you know, as a marketer, you're not going to complain about that, right? Mm-hmm. And we service a lot of customers in different verticals and, you know, different industries and size, from SMB to mid to corporate enterprise. So it's really exciting as a marketer. But you realize over time that these customers at the end of the day do have different pain points. Their businesses operate, you know, a little bit differently. They use different types of language to describe things and really have a deep understanding of their business and their challenges. And so we learned by, you know, using our own product and digging in quarter over quarter that we really needed to focus on what we do well according to our customers, you know, our happiest customers. What is the value that we're delivering to them? And not being so spread out. So we're really trying to double down on, I call it like time, money, effort from a marketing standpoint. Of course, we can go out to all of those different segments, right? That is our customer base. Yep. But should we is a different question, because there's a lot, that's a lot to do.
Right. So, you know, having a product that is a huge TAM is a blessing in the disguise at the same time, right? Blessing in the curse at the same time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Exactly. So we really had to narrow down our ICP. And what I say is, you know, if there's some segments that right now we're not focused on from a marketing, like, you know, intentional effort, but if they come to us, absolutely. Right. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to like turn customers away.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's getting harder and harder to build pipeline and really engage with the, you know, prospects that are ready to buy right now. So
makes sense. Well, so that's a good learning. Mm-hmm. 2024 is here. New years, new budgets, new initiatives, new experiments. What is one experiment or an idea that you're most excited about that will generate, or you think will generate, the optimal pipeline for your business this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm a big, let's test it. Let's see if it works. You have to have a big appetite for failure, though. Okay. With that, so before you
marketing
skip.
Is all about experiments, right? And by very definition, most of the experiments just don't work out.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think defining success is a big thing that I constantly talk about, because I might define success a little bit different than somebody else in the marketing team or outside and think, oh, well, that didn't work or did, you know, like we have to stop using those like general terms, if you will. But an experiment that I'm really excited about is, and it's really simple and it's something that companies should do, but it's hard to do well, is the kind of personalization by account, by persona, and different channels targeted at, for example, we sell to RevOps and sales leaders and all the way to like Salesforce admins that they have a specific messaging for them for their role and what they're responsible for, but also threading that throughout the channels that they spend in, but per account. Mm-hmm. And so what that turns into is, you know, 10, 12 activities on the RevOps person, then the sales leader has their own set, then, you know, like their whole team. So if you think about that from a, you know, you take a step back, you're like, wow, this one account, there's over 50 marketing activities or engagement or nurture. And so at the end of the day, you're having that experience with that account, even if they're just, they're not really ready to raise their hand, right? And speak to sales. You at the end of the day as a marketer will know that like this account should know Revenue Grid.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. So not only it's account based, but within account you're focused on the persona, and then you have plays that you're designing or you're designing for each persona in the buying center.
Exactly. And then also looking at those from a channel perspective of say RevOps, we have organic channels and we have paid channels. What's working well on one? Should we flip to the other? Because obviously budgets aren't endless, right? So I'm trying to figure out the lessons as we're going, if we're going to launch, you know, this type of messaging in all our organic channels first, see how that does. Do we learn much? Should we put this into paid or the other way around? So really trying to analyze the trends as they're happening to see where we can kind of optimize.
It's very cool. Very cool. Well, I would love to dive deeper in that in a couple months from now, right?
Yeah.
To see how's that working? What tools are you using? And you know, I'm sure the audience will appreciate knowing the details of that. So I'm going to definitely set up a second call. But now let's shift the gears here to a working exercise. So here's how this exercise is going to work. So here's the game. You have 100 pennies, right? As we all know, growth comes from different channels, right? You have 100 pennies and you get to invest these pennies in, you know, we have what, 10 buckets or so. How would you invest these 100 pennies to create the most optimal pipeline that generates revenue this year for your business?
Amazing. Well, I mean, I have to go with marketing-led growth for
all right.
100, right?
So let's start with marketing-led growth. How many pennies would you spend here?
I mean, I did say at the beginning that we generate 70% of pipeline. No. I would say out of 100 marketing-led growth, I'm just trying to take a second to look at the other categories here. Probably around 30.
30, all right, perfect. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we'll put 30 pennies here. Mm-hmm. Where else would you invest?
I would definitely community-led growth. I would do probably 30 as well.
Perfect. I love your focus. All right, 30 pennies on the community.
And then, I mean, we have a lot of happy customers and expansion models, so I gotta go with at least 20 in customer-led growth.
20 on customer-led growth.
I got 20 left. I will go with one with partnership.
One with partnership. Yeah.
And one with brand.
One with brand.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So Tara, this is great. This is a great distribution of pennies. So in the next slide here, on this next slide, you'll see this is how the community has made the bets. You know, second half of last year and some part of this year when I talked to the community members, right? And I'm going to now overlay your data where you're making the bets on this chart so you can compare and see how does your distribution of 100 pennies step up against the communities. So blue is the community. Taro, you are orange. Your bets are in orange color.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that surprised you in this graph, or you think, nope, you know, I knew this is the trend.
I'd say the only thing that actually surprised me is sales led, a little bit, just a little bit higher than I would guess. But no, not too much. As you know, you're looking through, and I'm like, I could have did a little bit more on brand, but
but
I think it makes sense knowing Revenue Grid. So my guesses are still
well. That's for Revenue Grid, right? This bet is for your business, and you are uniquely qualified because you have the authority to distribute these pennies, right? So this is great, Tara. Thank you so much for joining us. I would love to host you again in a couple of months to see how your bets are paying off, and then dive deeper into your account base and the persona based marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
I would love to.